That's it right there. Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. No Limit Larry the Morning Madhouse. Yeah. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2020. And boy, I've been seeing some things going around here that I don't know. I don't think a lot of things made it into 2020. We'll talk about that later inside the Madhouse. But welcome. If you made it to 2020, welcome, welcome, welcome. In the words of Church Boy, high today is going to be right near 55. Look out for some rain. Rain chances are going to increase as we go throughout the day because the rain is slated to come in later on today and stay with us until Saturday. But it's going to be rather warm. 55 today, 67 on tomorrow, and then by the weekend, we're going to be in the late 60s, and then temperature is going to drop back down early next week. But enjoy it. The rain and everything. The rain, the heat wave, and everything. Welcome to 2020. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to comedian Baby.
I say good morning.
Everybody on the east.
Good morning.
The south.
Good morning.
The west.
Good morning.
Two thumbs up for the north. Big
good
dog.
Good morning.
Welcome to 2020, Baby.
What's happening?
What the business is, Big Dog?
It's 2020.
What's up, Big Dog?
Remember when everybody was getting water and milk because they thought Y2K was going to end the world?
Yeah.
And now we in 2020.
Yeah, and I think 2020 might end the world.
A whole 20 years.
From what? From what I've been seeing.
What you been seeing?
I'll tell you about it later.
I ain't been seeing anything.
Yeah, you don't pay attention. I've been paying attention.
I ain't gonna end the world.
Okay. Okay.
I think 2020 is about to be a good year.
Is that what they say?
A good year.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Okay.
That, for me, anyway.
All right.
I hope it's good for everybody else. I pray that everybody has a. That's my New Year's resolution for everybody else. I don't make New Year's resolutions, but for everybody else, I hope everybody else has a great 2020.
That's what's up.
That's what I want.
And you can do that if you apply yourself, because a lot of people are New Year, new me, and then you don't.
I hate that, man.
I do too, but then you don't apply yourself.
Like I legit hate everybody that was on social media. And all this stuff talking about, 2020 is going to bring me blah, 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 2019 losses, 2020 lessons, 2018 learned. Shut up.
Yeah, I hate that too. But hey, I mean, but everybody, hey, it's a fresh start. They look at it as a fresh start. The gym is loaded. It's about about 700,000 people on the way to the gym right now listening to us this morning. So if you're going out there, you're starting the new year off right, you're going to get your new year workout on, stop by Krispy Kreme and bring me a Purpose. Because me and Purpose
bring
don't
orange
give,
juice with the donut.
Yeah, because we don't give a damn about that.
If you go to the gym, stay your ass in the gym. Don't just do it because it's a new year. Keep going. Do it all year.
Well, a lot of people look at it as it's a fresh start. So, you know what I mean? It's like a lot of people don't start stuff until Monday because it's a fresh start. So, there it is. It's a fresh start for you. But now, honestly, if that's your goal and you're really going in there to go at it, good luck to you. That's all I'm going to say is good luck to you. But like Burby said, don't get in there and the first 2 weeks and then.
Right.
But stick with it.
Oh, I'm so off. Ain't doing no more. Yeah, just keep going.
Stick with it.
Yeah, keep going, man.
If you starting it out fat and chunky, in it out, skinny and thin. If you starting out skinny and thin, you trying to go in there and get some muscle, end up come out looking like The Rock. Go on in there and do your thing, baby.
I'm going to issue a challenge.
Oh, hell, here you go. I hate that too, but go ahead.
If you going to the gym starting in 2020, and you show me your progression, tag me on Instagram.
Okay.
At I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E. If you stay consistent and you lose the weight that you say you're trying to lose, I'm going to give somebody $100.
Okay.
Tag me on Instagram.
How long they got?
You had, what's today?
The second? January 2nd.
I'll give you a whole 2 months.
Okay, so.
I'll give you till springtime. Till March
2nd.
Yeah.
All right.
March 2nd. Mark my words.
How much they got to lose?
Whatever their goal is.
Okay.
It ain't going to be. Don't hit me. You done lost 5-10 pounds. I'm talking about if you made a complete body transformation.
Okay.
2 months. Hundun.
That's what's up. I got a challenge too.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to tell you what it is tomorrow. Nah, for real. For real. I said I was going to do this. Starting on. It's a Friday challenge though.
It's a Friday challenge.
So that's why I said I'm going to start it tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, I got one for the people too.
All right.
All right.
I'm starting challenges all year, and I'm going to do some challenges for the kids, too.
That's what's up. That's good. We need something for the kids.
Got to do something for the kids.
Love the babies. love the babies. All right, No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all got me and Burpee today. Miss Jessica will be back in the building on Monday. She's still on vacation. She's still vacationing. In the meantime, today's inspirational power word is coming from Pastor Jay, Next Level Ministries.
Good, glorious morning. This is...
None of it, Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, Wale, Jeremiah on Chill, 608, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. And you know what the time it is. It is time for that Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about... Let's talk about who? Let's talk about.
Hashtag MHQOTD is being brought to you by Black and Blue. You didn't get to go see the movie at the movies starring Tyrese and Naomi Harris? Log on to Power98FM.com for your chance to win the movie, courtesy of Power 98. Critics say Black and Blue is brilliant. I haven't got to check it out, so y'all better call in or y'all better go by the website and get this DVD or a Blu-ray, because if not, it's going to be at my crib. Burby, what's that question of the day?
The Madhouse question of the day, using the hashtag MHQOTD, we want to know, what are your goals in 2020? What do you want to get accomplished in 2020?
Definitely start some new things for me. You know, I saw you doing this as well. You're dropping a new podcast. I'm dropping a new podcast. Mm-hmm. And continue some of the positive things that I ended the year doing. So just dropping new things. And continuing some stuff that I was already starting. And maybe lose about, you know what I mean? I think I need to lose a good 10, or tighten up a good 10. How about that?
Yeah. My, I mean, I'm not saying yeah, like you need to drop.
Now, you can say yeah to that.
No, I would.
I ain't mad at you.
My goals are to go harder.
Yeah.
With any and everything that I get my hands on. To go harder. Make sure it gets done. I realized last year that I was always the hesitant one.
Mm-hmm.
But what made me realize I can get stuff done was when I did my anniversary show last year. And once I got my hands on it, I set my mind to it, it went full speed ahead. And it was a nice turnout, but I want it to be bigger now. I want everything that I do to be bigger and better. You speak things into existence. So
yep, absolutely.
I want to go bigger, I want to go better, and I want to go harder with everything that I do.
All right, goals, 2020 goals, hashtag MHQOTD. You can hit us up on the gram. You can hit me at I Am No Limit Lair.
You can hit me at I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
Or you can hit us on the show Instagram at NLLMMH. And, of course, you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780, 704-227-8780. What are your goals for 2020?
No limit.
Play if you want, let's do it. Huh. I'm a young CEO, sure. Yeah.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
All right. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Your first one. Yep, your first one of the day, 620. Your Nosy Neighbor News update. Quickie, Nick Gordon. You know that we know him as, you know, Bobby Christina's alleged boyfriend. He passed away overnight. Of an apparent drug overdose. Wow. More details coming up for you inside your Nosy Neighbor News right around 7:24. But yes, breaking news. Overnight, Nick Gordon's, Bobby Christina's ex-alleged boyfriend actually passed away of an apparent drug overdose overnight, Burp. More details on the way, man. Keep it locked for your Nosy Neighbor News right here. Charlotte's Plugs, Power 98.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
Leighton Green, you got to leave him alone. 6:21, 21 minutes out at 6 o'clock. High today is going to be right there, 55. 42 on your way out the door. It's Power 98, Charlotte's Plug. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B, man, Leighton Green. We caught up with Leighton Green earlier this year, late last year, my bad, as she came to our block party, man. Nice young lady to hang out with. She was pretty cool, so shout out to her, Leighton Green right there. Leave him alone. Actually had the number one spot, too, for a minute before Mariah Carey knocked that out. Boop, bloop, let me get that. with her Christmas song, so shout out to Leighton Green, though, doing big things. Speaking of doing big things, we need y'all to hit us on our Instagram. You can hit me at I Am No Limit Larry.
And you can hit me up at I am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
Or hit up the show Instagram at NLLMMH and answer the Madhouse question of the day, or just hit the hashtag, MHQOTD for Madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Burp?
That question of the day is, what are your 2020 goals? What are your goals for the year 2020?
And I said, you know, quite simply, keep doing some of the positive things that I've been doing and dropping this brand new podcast. Burp, I know you're dropping a brand new podcast as well. I'm dropping mine too. Mine is called Let Me Talk. I'll be talking to some of the folks, giving some of the folks in the community who usually don't have a voice, giving them light and giving them a voice that, you know, people don't talk to. So Let Me Talk, No Limit Larry Presents Let Me Talk, the podcast, actually dropping January the 17th. So what you doing, Burp?
That's right. I said my goals are to just go harder at whatever it is I'm doing. Comedy, my family, my life, radio, whatever it is. Go harder than I've ever gone before. And yes, like you said, I did drop a new podcast, me and my boy Doc Reed.
Doc Reed!
Called The Ignorant Podcast, man. Episode 1 is up, so y'all go check that out.
That's what it is. And to make sure y'all keep it locked in right here. Coming up, we got your crazy news on the way, and we got your Madhouse classic throwback on the way for you, too. Charlotte's Plug is Pod 98.
The only hip-hop morning show is
No Limit.
None of Larry, the morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right near 55, 42 degrees on your way out the house right now. Hey, you know what time it is?
That's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy.
All right, crazy news is being brought to you by the Cheesecake Carousel. If you've been waiting for delicious, authentic New York cheesecake, wait no longer. Get in your car, go to Cheesecake Carousel located at Trade and Tryon each Wednesday through Friday from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. They have flavors like strawberry, banana pudding, and many, 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 many more. Cheesecake is their world. Quality is their passion.
All right. We got to go all the way to Kentucky for this crazy news right here.
Kentucky?
Kentucky.
Oh, this sounds like it's about
to be shock hometowns right here. You know, Kentucky, Florida, and South Carolina, they had the craziest of the crazy news stories.
Always.
Well, this young lady, she was on probation. She had to go see her PO. So, you know, when you got to go see your probation officer, you know, sometimes they give you that little drug test. She already knew she was getting drug tested. So she came in like most of y'all do after y'all done smoked or whatever. She came in with her own sample of urine. That wasn't her own sample of urine. Y'all know how y'all do. You know, you got to pass it. So most of y'all, you know, though, when you got to pass that drug test, you go and get some urine for somebody who you know that is clean. You know what I mean? Who you know don't smoke or, you know, that would pass the drug test for you. Well, I guess this young lady didn't know nobody like that. So she went to the next best thing. She went the man's best friend. She went to her neighborhood dog and got a sample of his urine.
Shut up.
And tried to pass it with her PO.
Shut up, Larry.
I can't make this up, but the story is right here. She went in there and took that dog
Shut
urine in there and
Shut
gave it to
mouth.
Her PO. And when he came back with the test, he said, "You part pit bull."
Excuse me, Mrs. Pomeranian. How do you?
She said, bark like a dog, big dog.
No, that's how they came back with her test results. They said, "Ma'am, all of your test results conclude that you are."
Said, "Lady, if you don't get your ass in jail," needless to say, she was locked up. Ma'am, lady, ma'am, they got drug. They got tests that can tell if you part African or you part German. You don't think that they gonna determine that this is dog pee? Come on, man.
Ma'am, there's a full moon out. You need to go home.
She said, listen, she told her PO, she said, "Okay, yeah, this is dog pee. I'm sorry." She said, I've been using meth and sub something. I don't even know what drug this is.
Well, that answers the next question I had.
Yeah, she's definitely on meth.
No. Not that she uses meth, but who she is.
Don't do that. Madhouse Nation. Y'all get his latest tips, man. Can somebody call in and get his latest tips?
We going there in 2020, man. Black people ain't going to use no damn dog pee. We might call our cousin and be like, "Hey, John, go ahead and pee in this balloon for me."
Dog pee, nah, we ain't doing that.
But Connor is going to go get a damn dog.
her name was Julie, and yes, she was white.
Power98FM.com.
No Living Larry, the Water Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, Meek Mill, Drake right there. 6:55, 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Breaking news inside the Madhouse. Reported by Radar Online. Now, this is for the adults in the room. I know some of you kids probably don't know who Ozzy Osbourne is, but it was reported online, that Radar Online reported that Ozzy Osbourne was on his deathbed over the weekend.
Wow.
Or a few days ago. Well, Ozzy Osbourne's daughter, Kelly Osbourne, has come back to say that, you know, that it was not true. And that's good news if that is in case what it is, that it's not true. But Radar Online reported it like for a few days that he was on his deathbed and that he didn't spend the holidays with Sharon Osbourne, and they have done so for the last 40 years. And because that he didn't do so, and he had been in and out of the hospital, that he was still in the hospital, that he was on his deathbed. But his daughter, Kelly, has come back and said, "Nah, stop lying on my daddy! Stop lying on my daddy!" And that's crazy, like, you know, how some of these sites were, they'll put you on your deathbed in a minute.
And they will kill you off.
Yeah. I'm waiting to pick up Facebook or somewhere, and they say Burpee been knocked off.
What?
You know that's when you know you made it, Burpee. Two things, you know you made it. If they say you're dead and you ain't dead, and they say you're gay, which one you gonna take?
I'll take the deathbed.
That's what you gonna do, Martin?
I'll take the deathbed. You know, for real, a lot of people already, people say that about me anyway.
Say what?
A lot of people think I'm gay.
That's crazy.
For whatever reason.
You might have a few tendencies here in that way.
Ain't nobody got no damn tendencies.
Sean, what you got on it, Sean?
That's my guy, man. But you keep sucking your damn teeth, Burpee. Did you eat a steak before you came? And these are my thoughts. I get some jokes in there now. Y'all been practicing.
Nobody sucking their damn teeth. Shut up, Sean.
You take off 3 days this year, boy. It's going to be some rude awakening when you get back. I'm gonna be sitting in chair 3.
But Sean, ain't that what they say? You made it. If they say you're gay, you're dead, and you're not dead.
You're right.
You want your career to go to the top, you gotta take one of these.
I ain't gonna never make it.
Me neither. They ain't gonna never say that.
People always. That's a whole nother topic for another day. People always forming opinions.
I'm just joking, man. You know,
messing with you. I ain't talking about you.
You my guy,
we know
man.
You ain't gay, man.
I know that. But it's people out there. You let some people tell it. You let some people tell it. And then I've seen it on Twitter, Facebook, and all kind of stuff, man.
What's the craziest thing you've seen about yourself? Is that what
about me?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Probably that. And I don't know. I can't remember. I gotta think. It's been some crazy stuff that I've seen about me.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And and Jingle Bell, don't you call up here.
Hey, Burpees.
You know, you got people calling me Big Back Burpees. I'll whoop your ass in 2020.
That is a nice name for you, though. Big Back
No,
Burpees.
It's not.
Coming up, man, inside the Madhouse. We're going to let y'all shine. But the news about Ozzy Osbourne is his daughter has reported that he's not on his deathbed, for those who care. Charlotte's plug, man, is powered out of here.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte.
No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Club for new hip-hop and R&B. We are live inside the Madhouse. Shout out to everybody in here, man. Burpee in here, Sharky here, DJ Butterfingers. We're here bringing it to y'all, the Madhouse 2020. Y'all know what time it is. You got somebody you need to let shine. We just want to spread some positivity in the negative world.
Power 98, good morning. Hello?
Yeah.
Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine?
Good morning. Of course I do.
Who you letting shine, bro?
I got to let my fire department shine. I'm going to go ahead and let y'all shine every day while I listen to y'all and y'all make me laugh. And I want to go ahead and let Heaven Morse Class of Hickory, Wave 491 shine. And Kylisha, if you listening, strong hand.
All right. First shine of 2020. Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, kid. What's happening?
What up, dude?
What up, man?
Who you letting shine?
Man, listen, man. I want to let No Limit Larry shine. That man took a big step in 2019, made a phone call, made some things happening out here in the community, man. We had one of the biggest days Charlotte ever seen when we had Charlotte Day. Big ups to you, big homie. Keep doing what you're doing. The whole morning madhouse burping. Yeah.
Power 98, good morning. Who we letting shine?
I'm Lady La La Leslie Shine. Happy birthday, like Dion.
Get in there, get in there.
Hey, April.
Hey, y'all. Happy New Year, like Dion.
Happy 2020, April.
Happy New Year and all that.
Great. Yes, love y'all. Have a great one. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Yeah, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Leslie!
Shout out to our promotions director, La La La. Leslie, today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Leslie!
I got to let my big homie, man, Boss of the City shine. He shot his video yesterday. He's got a brand new song called Phone Call. Really dope song. And when I say every hood in Charlotte came out, every hood in Charlotte came out yesterday, man. Big, big shout out to everybody who was out there at the video shoot. And everybody who came to the apartments.
Shine on me.
Who you got, DJ Sharp?
I won't let me shine.
Okay, right.
Drop the mic. 2020, let's go, buddy.
Oh, that's it?
Come
that's
on,
it?
Buddy, you got something? Come on, buddy, give us something. You don't never talk. Man, we outside.
I hate them. Don't even learn the morning madhouse. You got somebody you need to let shine every morning about this time. We just want to spread positivity in the negative world. Nosy Neighbor News is on the way with your chance to win tickets to check out Tyler Perry's Madea. It's Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy. Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Coming up, we got your Nosy Neighbor News on the way. Me and Burby holding it down for Miss Jessica, because she's out until Monday. She's still on vacation. She'll be back with y'all January the 6th to bring y'all all y'all Nosy Neighbor News and all your entertainment details. Well, today, me and Burby holding it down and your Nosy Neighbor News quickie. We're going to tell you about Ray J. Ray J and Princess Love. They welcomed a brand new baby boy the other day, but the first day today, they showed the baby. They didn't tell us what the baby name was. Well, now the baby has a name. The baby's, he's a boy. His name is Epik. E-P-I-K. They didn't say why they named him Epik with a K, but his name is Epik. You like that name, Burpee? Epik for a son?
I mean, I can't E-P-I-K. Dislike it. It ain't my baby. I can't dislike
you
it.
You can dislike it. You have an opinion about everything else.
Yeah, I like it. It's cool.
Yeah, because I don't like it too. I'm wondering why they put a K on it.
When celebrities name their kids, now that he got to live up to his name.
Epik. He can do epic things, baby. Yeah. Epik.
It's too much pressure on the little baby.
E-P-I-K. And they put a picture up on Instagram. If you want to go see the baby, go by Ray J and Princess Love Instagram. And they get ready to come back with Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, too, right? I think that's getting ready to drop, too. So.
Yeah, that is about to drop. I know Love & Hip Hop Miami, that trailer just dropped. Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, not sure when that's coming out.
It'll be this year sometime.
That's probably why they was breaking up.
Yeah, so that's what it is, man. Epik. Coming up, we got your Nosy Neighbor News. Got details about that. And we got details about Bobby Christina's former boyfriend, Nick Gordon, on the way. Going to tell you about what Post Malone plans, what he plans to do for 2020. And you won't believe who his favorite football team is. You know who his favorite football team is?
No.
Okay, I'm going to tell you coming up in the Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Tell that.
Yep, keep it locked in. Your Nosy Neighbor News is on the way. Up next, your chance to win tickets to go check out Tyler Perry, the Madea's Farewell Show. It's going down January 25th at the, he coming to Spec. Whoa, Power 98.
Trips that you plan for the next whole week.
All right, normally Miss Jessica does the Nosy Neighbor News, but me and Larry in here holding it down for him. We're going to tell y'all what these streets out here talking about. Kanye West, y'all know he went on that rant a couple days ago at Skid Row, and he said he defended T.I.'s virginity check on his daughter, saying that it was God's work.
Mm.
that T.I. did the hymen check on his daughter. Okay, whatever, Kanye.
He said it was God approved.
He said it was God approved, man.
Yeah, God approved that.
Okay, because God told you that. Whatever, Kanye.
Yeah, God.
Kanye's album also, Jesus Is Born, debuted at number 2 on the gospel album charts. And in that same rant, he said, if you call me secular, I am offended. I am not secular because any and everything that I do is for God.
Kanye, you know, there's a couple of hip-hop artists or R&B artists that cross the music lines. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Kanye is doing gospel now. One time, R. Kelly did it. And, you know, R. Kelly did it. You know, he did a gospel thing, and he did a few other things. So, Kanye doing it now? Have you listened to Kanye's gospel album?
Nope.
Are you going to listen to it?
Nope.
Okay. I might check it out. I ain't checked it out, but I think I want to.
I'm not on the Kanye wave. I'm not on the Kanye gospel wave.
I'm not. You don't really like gospel that's not gospel, you know, right?
I just don't believe what Kanye is doing. I know I shouldn't. That's judgment. Call it what you want, but I just don't believe Kanye.
All right. Also in the news this morning, man, Post Malone, they cut out Post Malone and they said, listen, big dog, what you going to be doing in 2020? Well, Post Malone said in 2020, he plans on going into acting. Said he wants to be an actor, but he said he can only probably play the bad guy because he just got this big tattoo on his face with a ball and chain on it.
That ain't the only face tattoo he got.
I know, but the new one, he's saying, is making him be a villain. Post Malone, I don't know. I think he could definitely pull off acting. Do you think he could pull off, you know, an acting gig?
Sure.
Yeah, I think he could pull it off. And he said also in 2020, his team is his favorite football team is going to do some more winning in 2020.
And who is that?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Next story. All right.
I knew you'd like that.
The GOAT, Eddie Murphy, will be receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Critics' Choice Awards, man. Shout out to the Critics' Choice Awards for recognizing Eddie Murphy and all of his greatness, man. Shout out to Eddie Murphy. He deserves it. Well deserved in my book.
All right, and I got the sick and shut in list. Oh, Lord, 2020 is already claiming people. It's only been here 2 days and they already knocking them off purpose. They dying by the boatload.
Are you really playing this song?
They dying by the boatload, brother. First off, former NBA Commissioner David Stern.
Man, that's sad news.
He's going on to glory. I like David.
I did like David.
Why did they let David go on to glory? Also, it's the second day. They knocking them off purpose.
Who else?
You lucky your name ain't on the list.
No.
The Grim Reaper is coming in 2020.
I ain't famous enough yet.
Nick Gordon, Bobby Christina's former boyfriend, brother, whatever he was.
Well, they didn't knock him off. He knocked himself off.
He really did. They say he died of a drug overdose on New Year's. They said he went in. They said he turned up. Then they turned the lights out.
I got a question.
Said he had several different heart attacks after celebrating on New Year's. Rest easy, Nick Gordon. Rest easy, Nick Gordon. Rest easy.
I'm not going to ask my question.
Ask your question, Burp.
Like, when you pass on from, like, drug overdose and you go to heaven, is your soul still filled with drugs?
You know what? I hate him. Celebrity birthday. Do the damn celebrity birthday.
Happy birthday to... Happy birthday to Bryson Tiller, Cuba Gooding Jr., Tay Diggs, London Charles, a.k.a. Delicious, and Sheree Whitfield.
They gonna send an email. I see somebody typing right now.
I wanna know, Larry.
We're not picking at the dead. I don't want that email in 2020.
We're not picking at the dead. I just wanna know. I just wanna know. Like, if you die in
bye
the moment.
Bye, Burpee.
The neighborhood. Power 98.
We told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Post Malone. What do we say about Post Malone? What is his plans for 2020? 570-WPEG. First caller through correct answer. You going to see Madea's farewell too.
Oh. Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
They said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations.
Power 98 WPEG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Post Malone. Well, what we say about him?
Good morning.
What the business here? Who this here?
What's happening?
Oh, man. This is Darius. The ball.
Oh, who the hell let him on the phone in 2020?
I mean, I've been up. The early bird get the worm, and then you had the guy on there talking about what I need to hear, so I had to say what I had to say.
What?
Hey.
What the hell are you talking about?
It was a long night, early morning. Just go with it, man. Okay.
Man, answer questions.
Do you know what we said on the Nosy Neighbor News about Post Malone and his plans for 2020?
Yeah, Post Malone said in the movie, you got to be a bad guy. He said you got to be a bad guy.
Okay.
You gotta be a bad guy because he got a dumbass tattoo on his.
And do you know what
he also said? Okay. He also said the team that swept Berkey team.
Don't do that. See,
is going to do a lot of winning in 2020. That's what he thinks.
That's
the
what
Dallas Cowboys.
There you go.
The America's team, one that beat Berkey team twice.
I don't know what America team they are, but okay.
They sure ain't.
I mean, it's some team. Part of America. That's just Dallas America. I don't know. I know they beat Berkey's team twice.
Look, you ain't got to say it again. You won the damn ticket. Larry, hang up on him.
Get another one, Larry.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Hashtag Larry Bad is up next. Power 88. All day. Power 88 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all make sure y'all hit us up. You know what time it is. You got to hit us and answer that hashtag MHQOTD, the Madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Burt?
That question of the day is what are your goals for 2020?
What are your goals for 2020?
Yeah. I said go harder. Go harder in everything that I do this year. That's it.
And mine is to continue doing the positive things that I'm doing and pop off the stuff that I said I'm going to pop off. So that's what it is.
Pop off then, Larry.
Pop off, baby. Pop off. And make sure make sure y'all hit us on our Instagram. You hit me at I am No Limit Larry.
Hit me at I am Burpee. B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
All right, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. That's 704-227-8780. And now it is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind.
Are you mad? Are we mad? Mad.
That's right. Larry today is mad at Pope Francis. Pope Francis has come back and made an apology after he was out doing a public address and his lady grabbed his hand like she damn near yanked his arm out of socket. Burpee, did you see it?
I did.
So he smacked the hand away like he had one of the moments like, get your hands off me.
And he did pop her like she was a little kid.
Get your hands off me. But now after he did that, I guess he had a moment of clarity and he's come back and he's apologized to the woman. Nah, you don't need to apologize. She ain't got no business. This woman ain't had no business snatching on you like you was her child and like she was trying to do something. First of all, I don't know who is the security for the Pope, but the woman shouldn't have been that close where she could damn near yank his arm out of socket. And number two, I don't think he needed to apologize. Do you think he needed? You saw the video.
I don't think he should apologize. You're not supposed to touch the Pope, are you?
No, you don't. And not in this Bama.
No.
Like, she yanked him, Burpee. Like, she was like, come here.
Yes, she did. I saw the video.
And he was like, but hey, the Pope looked like he about to pull a Kim Gates.
She wanted an extra blessing. That's all.
Well, she got it. Thank the Lord.
Wanted to get closer
God,
to the
Allah,
Lord.
And whoever else you supposed to thank with the Pope.
I'm
just saying. You can't just, it's some people you just can't run up on. Now. You just can't come running up on people like that. And the Pope
he did.
He was like,
he hit her twice. You see?
Yeah.
Because he shook her hand. Like when she grabbed him, he was cool with it. And he shook her hand. But then when she yanked him a little bit, he was like, Heifer.
What did he say, Burpee?
Heifer.
In the name of the Lord.
Did you hit a pop? Heifer.
Don't send no emails. I'm telling you, I saw the video. I'm mad at the lady. One, for you can't run up on the Pope like that. Okay. But and number two, I don't think he needed to apologize. I mean, I know he's a man of God and everything, but I don't think he needed to apologize in this case. So Pope, all I'm gonna say is keep the same energy of the pop. She deserved that damn popping in the name of the Lord.
No limit.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B Incognito live in the kitchen. You know how we do it, and you know, it's his favorite day of the week. And it is time to get his thoughts.
I gotta get something else on my mind today, Larry. Normally, y'all know what Thursday is. Hit my hotkey one time on him, Larry.
Let me find it.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Right, but we're not going there. Today, I got something to tell the people,
shut
Larry. I am convinced that black people came up with cuss words. I'm convinced. And this is how I know. Because we always add an adjective before we cuss at somebody. Think about it, Larry. If somebody acting a fool, if somebody out there clowning, what you tell him? What's it your goof ass down somewhere?
Shut your dumb ass up.
Oh, my bad.
See what I mean? Even in there, what it say? Shut your dumb ass up.
Yeah, an adjective. You pretty much right.
We're going to add an adjective in there. So we add adjectives before cuss words. We can't just regular cuss at somebody. We're going to throw it in. And you only use it with the A word. Think about it. You can put all kind of adjectives in front of the A word. Just think about when you use the A word and what you say before it.
You shut your monk ass up.
See what I mean? If your homeboy out there acting up, or he acting real soft because his girlfriend broke up with him, or he want to show his emotions and stuff, what we say to him? Well, if you don't sit your weak ass down somewhere. And even when we do that, we'll take the adjective, add another word behind the adjective, especially when we roasting somebody. You ever seen that? You ever heard somebody use it that way? Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
Prime example, Larry. If you're going back and forth with somebody and they saying you looking like this, or they roasting, they joning, however you want to call it, think about how black people use it. Boy, if you don't sit your long nose, big mouth looking ass somebody. Oh, you couldn't see that? Think about when you talk to a referee, Larry. You couldn't see that? If you can't see that with your little blind Ray Charles face ass. I'm convinced black people came up with cuss words, man, because we don't just cuss regular. We got to put something behind it. If I'm lying, I'm flying. That's it.
And those were Burberry thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought? Girl, what you thought?
Take Power 90.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
All right, Burp, I know you're a big Marvel fan, and the LGBTQ community has got some exciting news from the Marvel community, as the Marvel community has announced that the LGBTQ community will be included in the next Marvel films. They haven't said which one, and Marvel is slated to drop two films soon. They're dropping Black Widow, and they're dropping Eternals. It's coming out in May, so they haven't said what the characters will be, but they said they are including gay characters and transsexual or bi characters in the next Marvel film. Are you excited about this, or do you see any controversy swirling around this, Burp?
I don't see any controversy around it. That's good for them. You know what I mean? They always want diversity and want,
yeah.
The LGBTQ community always wants inclusion. So here you go. It's the first step.
Yeah, I agree with what you said. I think it's a good step. And, you know, the world is all inclusive. So should movies, including Marvel movies.
Right.
So I look forward to how they're going to create it and how they're going to make it come to fruition.
Ooh, you think they're going to make one a gay superhero?
I'm not messing with you.
What?
I ain't messing with you.
Because
I know where you're going. And I'm not going to go there. I'm not going there with you.
I am She-Man.
I
want
to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Tell that.
Situation.
situation for today. This is how it's going down. You know, 2019 ended rather sad as we had a mall shooting that took the life of a 13-year-old young lady here in Charlotte, America. Concord. It was in Concord, but, it, you know, Charlotte, America. It's right around our area, so it's right. included in our metro. So Charlotte, America, at the Concord Mills Mall. Well, now there's a petition going around. You could actually go to power98fm.com and check out this petition. There's a petition going around. They're saying that they want to bring back the teen curfew, and especially curfews for malls. A lot of malls already have curfews. North Lake Mall has a curfew. South Park Mall and Eastridge Mall in Gastonia, they all have a curfew. North Lake has a policy whether if you're under the age of 18, you have to be accompanied by a parent. Mm. And a lot of parents do drop their kids off at the mall to go be with their friends and let them hang out. And Concord Mills has come back and said that this is a huge problem. Like, it's a lot of kids is just, you know, under the age of 16, under the age of 18 that have been dropped off by their parents and that are just running around the mall. Some of them aren't causing any trouble, but some of them are causing mad chaos in the mall. Mm-hmm. So this petition is going around. What do you think about the petition? Do you think it will help? One, and then two, do you think we need to sign this petition and get this curfew enacted in the malls and back in the city? Period. What do you think, Bert?
This unfortunately, this isn't the first instance at Concord Mills,
right?
So yep. I'm for it. Actually, I have my oldest daughter is 13.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel like I would let her go to the mall by herself with just her friends. So I wouldn't mind if they did put a curfew back in. I don't know how much it would help, but I wouldn't be against it.
Mm-hmm.
If it were to come back, I wouldn't be against it.
I didn't know it never left. I just thought it was, I think it's still on the books. I don't think they enforce it like they used to.
Right.
At one time it was heavily enforced.
Right.
Definitely, I think when you're dealing with the situations that's going on in the mall, I'm not sure that the curfew will work, but I think it is something that will be a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
As far as like the curfew that they have at North Lake Mall, where if you're under a certain age after a certain time, you need to be accompanied by a parent or a guardian. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
And I also have my oldest daughter is not 13, she's 12, but she's fastly approaching 13.
Right.
And she too wants to go to, like she had just access the other day. Can I go hang out with my friends at the mall? And, you know, our first question was, who mama going or who daddy going?
Right. Because you're not going by yourself.
Y'all ain't going to just be in the, you know, texting. Because we know what goes on. They send these text messages around. Some people meet up at the mall to chill. Some of them meet up at the mall to fight. Some of them meet up at the mall to do whatever.
Right.
So I think the petition is definitely a step in the right direction. 570-WPEG, tap in on today's situation. When we come back, we got some of your opinions. It's Power 98.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the morning.
Say what? Doing all kind of tricks, all kind Breezy. VZ. Restroom occupied is Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right near 55 with rain in the forecast. 44 degrees right now, and we back on today's situation. Talking about this curfew after this shooting in Concord Mills Mall, they're talking about bringing back the teen curfew and especially enacting it for the mall, especially Concord Mills Mall. Other malls around the area already have a curfew. North Lake, South Park, Eastridge Mall in the gas house. Mm-hmm. North Lake has a policy where if you're under a certain age, you cannot be in the mall unless you're accompanied by a parent. What do y'all feel? Are y'all going to sign this petition? And do you think it'll help? Good morning.
Good morning. I was calling to talk about the mall curfew. I would be for it. When I lived in New York as a teenager, they had to do the same thing, and it's been almost 12 years, and they haven't had an incident since. So I think it's worth a shot. Even if it doesn't work, at least you can say we tried.
No doubt. We got to try something because it is crazy out here. Good morning.
I happen to agree with you. I think it's a step in the right direction. But it honestly, it's all going to boil down to home trade. I mean, like you said earlier, I mean, they've been doing it for decades, man. Parents dropping their kids off at the mall to hang out, do whatever. But it just seems like they're getting crazier now and more bold and disrespectful. So you can have a curfew all day long, but I think in any public venue, this is going to be an issue, and unless, you know, things get stricter until home training get better.
All right, thank you, big brother. Appreciate your comment this morning. Pat Adier, good morning.
Hey, man, I'm talking about that situation with the mall. Yeah, I'm all for the little curfew and all this and that. But, yeah, they also need to have metal detectors, too, because the mall is a friendly place for you to shop and all this and that. Not to bring no gun to shoot up nobody, you know, that's there with their family.
I agree with you, big dog. What do you feel about metal detectors in the mall, Burp? You think that help?
I don't know. It's too many
entrances and exits.
It's too many entrances, yeah. Yeah. Way too many, because you got the regular ones for the people to come in that are just customers, and you got the entrances for the employees where they come in. Mm-hmm. I think that'll be way too much. It sounds good, but that'll be way too much.
Some, though. I think you could put them in some spots. Concord Mills, this is a huge mall because it's an outlet mall. Mm-hmm. But I think you could put them in some of the spots, though. But and some of the stores, some of the stores already have metal detectors, though. Like, if you got to stand alone.
The stores do, yeah.
Yeah, some of the stores already have them. We're talking about that curfew that they're talking about enacting. They just put out a petition. Are you going to sign a petition, and do you think it'll help? 570-WPG is Pod 98.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10.
None of it, Larry the Boy, the Bad House, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Back on the day situation. They're talking about putting a mall curfew after the shooting in Concord Mills Mall. It's a petition going around. As a matter of fact, you can go on to power98fm.com and take a look at the petition. We asking you, Madhouse Nation, what do y'all think? Y'all think this is going to work? Y'all think this is a step in the right direction? And will you sign a petition? Good morning.
All right. So I think that we should have it just for the simple fact, not only would it cut down the amount of teen violence that's happening at the mall, but we also have to remember that Concord Mills is one of the number one places in North Carolina for sex trafficking. So I think that would help alleviate some of the problem there as well.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that about Concord Mills.
Yeah, they put that report out about 6 months ago.
Oh, wow.
Pod 98, good morning.
I do agree about that. It would help a lot with the teenagers due to the violence and everything. I know back then in Eastland Mall, we did have a curfew when I was growing up, but they did stop it. But I do think that they need to, like, bring that back. And with the metal detectors in every mall, I think it can be metal detectors in every entrance. So I agree.
Thank you for your comment this morning. And I went to Eastland Mall, too. When we was first coming up, we didn't have a curfew at Eastland Mall. That's this new generation. Y'all made these curfews come about because y'all be out here going to the mall acting crazy. Mm. We used to catch the bus. We used to catch number 9 Central Avenue bus to Eastland Mall. And if you had a parent to drop you off, then your parent would drop you off. But we just went to the mall and chilled. It was an ice skating rink. It was a game room. And we just went in there and did that. Like, it was a fight probably once every 3-4 months.
I never thought about when I got dropped off at the mall. I never thought about
going to fight somebody.
Being violent.
Yeah, we just wanted to go and have fun.
Yeah.
Like, we just wanted to go, because, like I said, it was a game room. We just wanted to go in the game room, or you just wanted to go off, like, if you went to the mall, like, the week before and you bought something.
Yeah.
The next week, you want to go back to the mall to show it off.
Right.
Or go see what the new stuff they had at the mall, because we had little jobs and stuff, and, you know, a couple little boys were doing their thing, and, you know, they had their little money. And, you know, people would ride through the mall with their booming systems. But other than that, we really wasn't violent like that at the mall.
At all.
It's this new generation. Y'all curfews, y'all brought this about. But, like I said earlier, I think the petition is a good thing. I would sign it and definitely think it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
And I agree with what Northlake is doing. If after a certain time, you need to be accompanied by a parent.
Because why are you out so late and you underage?
Right.
And there's no need.
Where your mama met?
Where is your mama now?
Because and a lot of people, like, somebody commented on Facebook and Instagram and was like, well, where are the parents? I mean, yes, sometimes that is the truth. But we have to be honest. Our kids act different when they're not with us. They act different when they ain't with us.
They do.
Now, not saying that every kid.
Because there's nobody there to supervise.
Right. It's not saying that every kid is going out there to be violent, but they're different when they're not with you.
When they're with their friends.
When they're with their friends, they different. Just like you're different when you're with your friends. So.
Right.
And somebody else said we need more father participation. I would say this. We're in a day and age in our community where fathers have stepped up and are beginning or have started to and have stepped up to the plate. There are more fathers in homes or active in kids' lives now than ever before in our community, to me, than I've seen. And, you know, like I said, I coach basketball, so I see a lot of fathers come to the gym. I go to the school, fathers, the father-daughter dances. Mm-hmm. They're always packed, so.
Yeah.
I think that's an old excuse. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but would you did say you would sign a petition though?
I would. I definitely would. I would sign a petition for the curfew. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You want to see something like that enforced, but you never know how other people will take to it.
Yeah. Well, log on our website. You can see the whole petition, see the whole story. Power98FM.com. Coming up, we playing everybody's favorite game show. We playing Black Smart. Your chance to win tickets. Young Thugger, Gunna, Travis Scott. It's the hot remix. Charlotte Plug, Power 98.
Black Smart.
None of it, Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is. Time to play everybody's favorite game show. Good morning.
This is Lauren from Charlotte, North Carolina.
What up, Lauren? We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you can get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Lauren, if you do not, we need that hood black card, all right?
Oh, okay.
What? She sounds so disappointed. Kick it off, Bourbon.
All right. I need you to tell me three comedians that were in the movie Harlem Nights.
Oh, God. What about the new one that Kevin Hart's making?
Did you just change my question?
No, baby.
No, it don't work like that. Mm-mm.
Okay, Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
Chris Rock.
No.
No.
No, Chris Rock won it. No.
And who?
And Dave Chappelle. No.
You tried, though.
No.
All right. All right. So we got, if you win, you're going to get tickets to go see a brand new movie starring Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
Jamie Foxx had a television show called The Jamie Foxx Show. What was the name of the place that Jamie Foxx worked at on the show?
Mm.
Oh, my God. It was a hotel.
Yeah, it was a hotel. I'll give you a hint. It was his.
Okay.
It was named after his family on the show.
The Foxx Hotel?
The Fox Hotel. His name was not Jamie Foxx on the show, baby.
No.
It was a good job.
Was she Black Smart? Hell no. She tried to change my damn question.
Hell no. Damn, Laura. I had hope for it, too, bro. I didn't.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you. I knew that one won't go last.
All right, if you want to win on Black Smart, you got to answer my question and Burpee's question. 570-WPEG. Come on in and get the
at this I woke up a couple million.
My blue. No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Danielle wasn't Black Smart, so somebody's trying to steal the tickets that she was going to win. Good morning. Who there?
Say it.
You got to answer Burpee's question and my question. What you got for him, Burpee?
My question is, name three comedians that were in Harlem Nights.
Three comedians that was in Harlem Nights. Man, it's a million of them. Ronaldo Ray, Eddie Murphy, and Richard Pryor.
Boom.
Okay. On the TV show, The Jamie Foxx Show, what is the name of the place Jamie worked at?
The King's Tower.
King's Tower.
The King's Tower.
That boy knows something. That boy knows something.
You win.
Congratulations, homie. Because you are Black Smart, we're going to give you advanced screening passes to see the movie Just Mercy, starring Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx. It's going down January 6th. I need you to tell everybody what station hooked you up with these passes.
You already know it, Power 98.